Dad Talk. They really like to trash talk. Dad Talk. They'll make you laugh your ass off. Dad Talk. Real tall dudes and they're both hilarious. Tom and Derek give you wisdom and advice. It's really nice. You probably listen twice. Real tall dudes and they're getting serious.
All right, season 4, episode 2, Dad Talk is back. People were worried. They were like, are they really going to be able to make this work 2 straight weeks? We did it. We're here. Derek Wenzo on the other end. What's up, Derek?
What's up, T-Time? A lot of listener feedback to last week.
Tell me.
A lot of logistical questions about your ass and the shit that came out of it. And was it diarrhea? Was it solid? Why did you grab both pant legs? Couldn't you feel it going down one and not the other? Why didn't you just lift your foot up and one hop skip into the apartment? There's lots of questions that came out. And I said, I don't have all the answers. And you know what? I don't think anyone really does. But I thought I'd give you a chance to respond if you wanted to.
Well, this is probably music to the listeners' ears because I got some listener feedback myself. And all I heard was that story was way too long. So
it was, to be fair, it was like that's a story that needed some room to breathe. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. No, it's not every day that someone shits their pants and is willing to tell you the details. You got to listen when they do that.
Thank you. It was a teaching moment for a lot of people out there. So I'm sure people are happy that this is going to continue into episode 2. But one leg move, it only goes down one leg. That's a gamble you're willing to take.
Well, I thought if you could feel it, you would be able to know which side. It's a fork in the road right there immediately. I feel like you should be able to tell which track it takes, and then you can just adjust accordingly.
You got to also think about the force and the speed that this was coming out at. It's not like, oh, direct down one machine. The levees are broken, and it's going down both pant legs.
Okay. Well, that's the thing. If it's a more diarrhea situation, that makes sense. And it also, another good logistical point that someone brought up is, how tight were your pants? You know, may not be a huge issue if your pants are tight enough. I don't know, but if you're wearing like basketball shorts, I was like, it's cold out, he said. So I'm probably not basketball shorts because then you're in trouble. That's just coming out.
This did happen during basketball season, so I'm a little lighter. So the pants aren't as tight as they probably could have been. I probably lost a couple pounds there. So that could explain that situation. But yeah, I know this is episode number 2.
We don't want to make it another episode of it.
I think we're done. I'm done talking about poop. I haven't shit myself since we recorded last week. So, you know, sky's the limit.
Well, I love that. Great update.
What's going on with you? Let's let you try to top that.
I can't. I won't even try to. But I tell you what, I think as Tenley's getting older, I think she's, and I've said this a lot before, I think she's really smart and like obvious and super emotionally intelligent for her age. I had nothing to base it on. And I don't need anyone, by the way, telling me I'm wrong or validating it. That's just my belief. And I need to just stay the fuck away from it. But so I feel like most of when you have a new kid and or young kid and it's like your first and you're like gearing everybody else up, especially like the sensitive people, like whether it's grandparents or aunts or uncles or friends, or like, you know, she's not going to run and give you a big hug and say, I love you. And, or she's not going to give you a gift and get super excited. So you're like managing their feelings the whole time.
Yeah.
Right. Against Tenley, being a fucking baby, but she kind of turned the tables the other night. We were at the table having dinner and was talking about how the next night, mommy was going to go have dinner. So she wasn't going to be around, but we'd see her in the morning. So it was going to be like a daddy night. And Tenley gets so excited. She goes, yay, daddy nights are my favorite. But then she fucking like immediately picked up on this and like the situation she just caused for me. And she immediately turned to Amanda and went like, I like mommy nights too. Like she like puts her hand out like she's comforting her, but yeah, they're not, you know, they're not my favorite. Like daddy nights are my favorite, but I still like mommy nights. Like I like mommy nights too. And I was like, she's already got that cue to where she's like managing feelings. And yeah, she like knew she stepped in it, like within 2 seconds adjusted. I was like, God damn, that's some developed shit right there.
Well, how good of a feeling is that, that she was that excited about daddy nights? Like,
why not? You don't get a glow.
She probably picked up on your whatever facial expression you probably made towards Amanda. Like, yeah, You hear that? You hear that?
You're damn right.
Say it
Do not
again.
need to be. Say it again. Wait, what'd you say, Tenley? Hold on, let me record.
Let's make sure mommy heard this. Mommy, come here. Did you hear that? Daddy nights.
Fave.
No, your nights are great too, though. Cool.
She said she liked them, but they just weren't her favorite. Which is fun because like it's nice to hear, but then immediately like, God damn it, now I have to like, no, I got to back off a little bit, right, and try to adjust
Yeah.
at least in the situation. I was like, totally kill it, because I'm gonna get all these questions about like, what do I do on daddy night? It's not free reign, you know. I'm not like hooking them up with
Right.
chocolate and shit all the time. Now it was another Amanda or daddy night last night because Amanda was over to friends and I hooked the kids up with some cookies after dinner, and we usually don't play that game. But we made a part of a game where I'm the cookie monster, so I thought it was cool. So
Nice.
maybe that's why they just like Daddy and Tenley fucking totally manipulated me. She's like, "Daddy, let's play the cookie monster game." I was like, "All right." She goes, "Well, give me a cookie first." I was like, "All right, good call." God damn
Idiot.
it. Stupid fuck. Every time I get him with that.
Well, good for Tenley. That's interesting though, picking up on other people's emotions this early.
I was excited in the moment because right now she's so caring and thoughtful and like considerate of other people, but soon she's going to weaponize that. She's going
Oof.
to realize how like hopefully, I don't know, maybe by the time she's 5 at this point. I thought it was going to be 13 where she goes, "Oh, I'm just going to manipulate people emotionally to get what I want." I'm like, "Oh no, oh, God, I just hope she doesn't weaponize it." That's like my only concern right now because it's good it's cuz it's coming full force really soon.
Oh, I'd like your nights too, mommy, if you were the cookie monster.
Yeah.
Where's my cookie? Well, I got a good one. We were out in the this is kind of weird, but we were out in the backyard, Wesley and I, and we were kind of cleaning up some leaves, cleaning up, sticks and all that. And I don't know where it came from, but there was glass in the backyard. And of course he finds it.
Right. Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, there's glass. He's like, Daddy, there's glass. And he's like, it's coming from China.
Coming from China?
Where did he learn that?
Is he on Truth Social? What is he? Where's he? What is he doing? He's blaming China for the fact that Tom and Daddy is throwing beer bottles out the window into the backyard again. He's all fired up about the Mets.
Oh my God. I was like, where did you learn that? It's coming from China.
Coming from China, because here's an interesting, like when kids come up with that, like you used to have such control obviously, and now they're truly really, usually just daycare, not much else, but still you're like, okay, where did that phrase come from, who said it, what was the context, you like super want to dive in on it, like
It was super odd. And then he was like, oh, I hope this doesn't bring the China virus into our home. And I was like, son.
I gotta quit letting him fall asleep to OAN.
the only thing we let him watch. He had another funny one. We were again outside, and there was a gazebo. And he walked into the gazebo and he's like, look, Dada, I'm in the Home Depot.
It's like, where does that even come from?
Sounds like gazebo, I guess. I don't know. But he was like, I'm in the Home Depot right now.
Yeah, but where the fuck would he, why would he know about Home Depot?
Oh, he loves Home Depot, dude.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Home Depot's got a good thing. One of our sponsors, Home Depot, shout him out.
Yeah, Home Depot big.
On the first
Josh Lucas.
Saturday of on the first Saturday of every month, they do like a thing where the kids can go
Yeah.
and they can build. And obviously myself being a great builder, I want to like pass that on.
Was just gonna say, I was like, because you're not going to fucking Home Depot and fixing shit around your house, so. Oh
So,
no, Telly did one of those actually last month or whatever. It was a butterfly house. It's kind of cool.
nice. Like, did you do it inside the Home Depot? Have you done this?
I
Yeah.
mean, well, I was there when we went last month. Like Amanda and we had met some friends there, and Amanda was with Tenley doing this thing, and I was like, "This is like, it was her. Like she found it, and it was her idea. Like she could do it." I was like, "This is like should be my thing. Like I'm pretty good at this." But I know Cutler was being a little shit. And so he just cried on me the whole time. So I walked around every aisle of Home Depot for an hour with Cutler squirming and crying on my
That's
shoulder.
terrible.
So I did not enjoy it.
I was there and it was really crowded, and everyone has the hammer, right? And they're all banging on the table.
Yeah,
And
no
it's
one's
like,
fucking hitting the nail at all.
no, they're giving like 2-year-olds like hammers. But it's like so loud and chaotic in there, and I'm building and I'm trying to like pay attention to the directions, and you know me, like this is not my strength. And I'm
No,
just
great.
sitting there like getting pissed. It's not a good environment. Go.
Everybody shut up. I'm trying to focus.
My move now is to go get the whatever they're supposed to build and then bring it home and build it at home. Just
Fuck off.
do it on our own time.
That a thing? You just take the kit and leave?
That's the move. Pro tip.
Wow. So how does that go at home? Takes you all day.
All day. It's like, you know what? We can start working on this. Let's take a little break. We can come back to this when Daddy calms down a little
Go look for glass in the backyard, Wes.
bit.
Daddy needs to chill out for a minute.
Don't need to make things. They're made in China, right, son?
They all just come in through the backyard.
Yeah.
You know what hit me the other day? We had a family gathering, and Tenley was meeting some of my cousins for the first time. And it was great. It was a good thing. She warmed up, relatively quickly and was chatting with them, which was cool. She was like glued to me, right? Like a tick for an hour.
Yeah.
But anyway, so she'd open up, and then my cousins are there, and they're talking to me, and they're like, "My God, she is so cute. She has the most amazing eyes." And I was like, no matter who says it to me, friends, family, strangers, what the fuck do you say to people that doesn't sound psychotic when people say your kid's cute? Because they're saying it to you like you had anything to do with it.
Right.
And you're like, I don't say like I know is my like typical response, because I feel like that's better than thank you. Because like thank you is not like I didn't like work in a, like they didn't come from me. Like her good looks are not for me, so we know that, A. So then B, I didn't actively do anything. And like at least I know is like it puts it on her, like that's her thing, and it's not like I take any credit for it. But then it sounds cocky as shit. Like, dude, I know. Yeah, I know.
Well, I feel
My
like
kid's fucking cute, bro.
I can just picture you coming back with like, I know, but you're kind of like annoyed that you have to, like, you don't know what to say to the response. So the way your I know comes out, it's probably like a little like, I know. Like you're like a little like,
No,
yeah.
like put out by it. Like,
Yeah.
dude, I know, I know, I know. All right, I know, I get it. She is no fuck. All right, you have eyes. Congratulations.
What are you supposed to say?
I don't know what you say. You say
But that
like
like
I feel
sounds
like you say
genuine.
thank you, but every thank you just doesn't feel accurate enough to me. It just feels like a
Thank
weird
you sounds
response to
kind
it.
of cocky too.
Yeah, thanks, thanks. Yeah, thanks. Yeah, we got a good one.
I maybe it's more personal, like because you like no one comes up to say like you got great eyes to you ever in your life,
No
right?
one ever says that. No one's ever said that to me. My eyelash, I got great eyelashes, bro. Actually, the only thing I've heard people have said that to me, but it's usually like they're so pissed that a guy has good eyelashes. I had someone come up to me and say, "It's such a waste that you have such good eyelashes. Like, what a waste." I was like, "Fuck, what the fuck, man? Not a waste." On Tenley, the eyelashes, look, she's got eyelashes for days. They're incredible. And then they kind of squint at me. She's like, "Oh, I guess your eyelashes are kind of long too." I was like, "Not pretty or nice, just like long." I was like, "Come on, dude.
Yeah, we've gotten a lot of your beautifuls for Piper.
Wasn't that hard? Are you starting to push on that with the girl dad thing?
No, dude. She's beautiful. What do you want me to do?
What am I? I can't
If
control
like
it.
she wasn't
No.
beautiful, then I would get pissed. Be like, all right, like
I get it. I got an ugly baby. Like, I
yeah.
get it. We can all agree that this is not an attractive child, okay? I'm not saying she doesn't have her
Stop.
moments.
Yeah.
I'm not saying she's like, give her away and don't bring it up again. I'm just like, but she's not a pretty baby. Like, there's babies like that.
Maybe you come back with yeah, great lighting.
Having a good Should have seen her this morning. Holy shit. Thankfully, we put all that makeup on her. No, but what I meant by the girl dad thing is like, for A, because they're like, even Piper at this point too is starting to like pick up on that, and they
Yeah.
don't say that to boys at all. So it's just like, oh, and she's super smart, and she, you know what I mean? Like, you don't want that to be the only thing people say to her, and it's not like people are doing that intentionally. But if you just get that all the time, you're like, oh, can you say anything else? Like, hey, cool shoes or like anything beyond you're a girl, you have to be pretty.
To be honest, like I don't think I'll ever get upset about anything as long as it's, oh, she's not walking yet. I think anything else now is
So should we,
all
can I
gravy.
ask, is how she walk, how's the walking going?
Oh, dude, she's like a beast. She's beast mode.
Yeah.
She's picking it up. She's doing great. She's walking all the time now. So we finally we made it. Almost 2 years,
Boom.
but we did it.
Boom. You made it. So I'm like, so we've got one of those shared album deals. So we're taking post pictures of the kids on there from the family and friends and stuff. And we took one to Telly the other day and it's like, oh my God, is she going to first grade? I was like, she's such a fucking adult. And I was like, she's so smart. She's so emotionally intelligent. And then like really, really stark reminders that she's fucking 3 years old. It's like she had a week the other week. She got sick and they got a new seat for the toilet at daycare. So she is refusing to go to the bathroom at school for, we haven't recorded for last week in a while. For a couple of months, she has not gone to the bathroom
Oh
at
my
school all day.
God.
She goes in the morning, she holds it all day, and she goes when she gets home. She
Jeez.
doesn't seem stressed. Like, it's not for whatever reason, not hard for her to hold it all day, but she is not going to the bathroom all day long. And you're so fucking annoying. But you got to just, like, it's a power trip thing. You got to just let it go. At some point, she'll just go. And she'll go in public. We'll take the portable seat that, like, sits on top of the public ones. She'll go to a bar. We were at a brewery for a friend's birthday the other day, and she went in there, no problem.
Let's
I was like,
go.
I don't understand. Like, you're fucking kindergarten one or your preschool one is so much nicer than this fucking brewery bathroom, but whatever. Fine. So like that shit happens, and then like we had to take this medicine, and most kids like the pink gooey medicine shit. It's because it's fucking so sugary, right? It's so sweet, and she fucking refuses to take it.
I don't know how you
Like
deal with that.
refuses. She spits it. She immediately spits it out, and she clenches, and you're like, I have to give this to you because you have like a double ear infection. Like you need, I cannot just like let this go. Right? And you can't mix it with anything. We've tried to like mix it with milk before and other shit. It's awful. Right? It's gross. Like it's just disgusting. So she sniffs that out pretty quick. And so you're just like literally like with a dog, I'm like holding her fucking jaw and using like the syringe and putting it inside of her mouth and like closing her mouth so she swallows the shit. It's fucking, it's insane. And I was
Dramatic.
like, you're, I was like, oh, got it. You're three. You're a 3 year old. That's what a 3 year old would do.
Feel bad for you, man. That's tough.
It's fucking worse. It just let me spit it all over the place.
It's brutal.
And you're like, there's no reasoning. And you're like, oh, you're so smart. And you understand so much other shit, but you can't understand that you feel bad and sick and that this will help you. This is fucking magic. Can we put this magic in your mouth, please?
The shared album. So the class, they have the album for all the parents. And they put pictures in it every now and then. The teacher, I swear to God, never includes Wesley in these pictures. And it's really bothering me. Like, what the fuck is going? It's like every single kid, it's net he's never in any of the pictures. It's like, is he even there? What's happening? What do I do?
I would be like, why you hate my fucking kid?
I don't like this teacher. I'm just gonna say it.
Clearly. Yeah, no, straight up, you're not a fan.
I'm not a fan. I just have never had a good vibe from day one.
But
Not
you got to be
fun.
almost done, though, right? Are you doing like, is there a pre-K thing going on in the fall?
Yeah, it'll be done soon. It's got spring break coming up. But yeah, it's like, I don't know. And also feel like they like don't share much information with what's going on in the school, like at all. I barely know what they're doing. And he doesn't comes home and says nothing.
He doesn't say shit. He may not be going, dude. He might be like, all right, Dad, I'll walk in from here. Cool. And he just cuts out. He's just like hanging out by the railroad tracks or something like all day.
Finding glass from China.
That's where he's picking up all that China shit.
It's crazy.
Bumming around fucking Hoboken.
Nothing you can do, right? Like you can't take him out of the class. It is what it is.
Well, I don't think it's a reason to take him out of the class is that you don't see enough pictures of him in the class. I feel like that would be a rough reason. Tori, we got to find a new preschool. Why? There's not enough pictures of Wes in the shared album. Come
Would
on.
that be weird to bring it up with the teacher? Like, why is he never in any of the pictures?
I think it has the potential to be very weird. I think you could bring it up and be like, hey, does Wes just like not like to take pictures or do you hate my fucking child? Like, I think there's ways to bring it up. Or do you just not think he's good looking enough to take pictures of? Like, you don't want to promote that. Because if that's the case, there are filters on your fucking phone for that. You know what I'm talking about? Like, dress it up a little bit.
An interesting observation.
So you're saying you got another full year with this teacher after this
No,
school year?
no, done with this teacher after this year. Wait a little longer.
Yeah, bro. Couple more months. I wouldn't rock that boat.
Maybe it's like end of the school year, like give her like a picture of Leslie.
Here's
Frame.
a collage. And look, here's a bunch of great pictures we took of Wes that you guys didn't seem capable of doing. Peace. You just like fucking put them all over her house. Like just find her house and just tape them up to the outside of the window. She wakes up one morning and it's just pictures of Wes all over the place.
The other
Yeah.
thing with the school, he had COVID a while back now, but he had COVID. We kept him home and he was tested negative. So we sent him back, testing negative, and they made him wear a mask.
What? Like, you're not contagious, even. You can be not contagious and still be testing positive.
Yeah.
So the fact that you're negative and wearing a mask seems like it's hard because it was super fucking emotional, right? 2 years ago around all this shit. And at least now I feel like everyone can take a step back and be like, try to be a little bit more logical about it.
Yeah, we
Like,
know
okay,
more
so
now.
what's the fucking rule? And like, why are we treating this different than any other? Like illness, any other flu or other similar illness that you can get. It's like, okay, if you're not sick, come back.
Yeah.
And if you're allowed to be sick at school and wear a mask, what the fuck does that mean? You know what I mean? Like it's either one or the other. You get to pick.
I think this is the world we live in now. I think we made the mistake of telling the school he had COVID.
So, yeah.
Because we told them, and then this like mass email went out, like someone in the class has tested positive for COVID. And that was literally the first time we've ever seen an email like this the entire year.
And it's like, but like at this point too, it's like, guys, we know enough. You know what I mean? It's like it's not this world ender anymore, right? I think we got this shit under control for the most part. Like we understand what it is and kind of what the implications are. And just like any, don't send your kid if they're fucking sick. But yeah, it doesn't need. I'm surprised. I thought like, but now in our school they don't care. Just like go, like just don't be sick. Don't bring your fucking sick kid to school though. Like just try to avoid that.
Everyone is like,
Lingering runny nose is fine.
I don't know anyone who's keeping their sick kids at home anymore. I really
Dude,
don't.
no fuck. I always feel like we're out so far on a ledge,
Yeah.
like with everybody, especially with daycare though. And anytime we hear about all the kids being sick at daycare, like, this one had a runny nose, this one had a cough, this one had a fever. I was like, what the fuck, bro? Why are we the ones keeping our, like, I get it. Like, I'm doing it because it's supposed to be the thing to do. But if you're going to just send all your sick fucking kids, like, if my kid gets sick, I know where he got it from. I got it from you fucks. So he's, they're going, is
Yeah.
what's going to happen. They're
I think
going to
that's what's
school.
happening. I think they're sick all the freaking time. Like there's no
Dude.
breaks. They're just sick all the time. What if you're shitting yourself?
Well, I think it depends. If
One
you
leg or two,
are,
even.
if you're, yeah, if you're capable of grabbing your pant legs and holding, then you're fine. Just do your thing.
Cool.
Yeah.
If
But
not.
if you don't know that move from all the experience you've had shitting your pants, then probably stay.
So, in the listener feedback, did anyone question the move, or were they like, that's pretty smart?
No one said it was smart. No one was like, God, that guy's fucking smart. The guy who stood at the top of his own stairs and shit himself, no one said, that guy's got it figured out. He's so smart. No, they all agreed with my assessment of how is that's not an instinct move. That is a move from experience and practice. And they go, how often does Tom shit himself? This was really what how it came back.
Oh God. Two legs for all the listeners out there. You never know which leg, so keep it
Just
clean.
do a, you just do a handstand and start walking? Like what?
Dude, like I would have had shit like all over the top of the stairs. I would have had to go clean that after.
That's a good point.
You
That's a
know,
good
it's a W.
It's a big win. It's a big win. You know, when life gives you lemons, just shit your pants.
Had to end the episode back on that story. Maybe there'll be more follow-up next week for you
I
guys.
hope so. I
Yeah.
hope so.
That'll do it though. Episode 2 in the books. We'll be back next Tuesday. Rate, review, and subscribe. Hey, maybe leave a comment, one leg or two leg, whatever you guys want to do.
Any other logistical questions, fire them off, man.
Yeah, that's what we're here for. And we'll see you next Tuesday. All right. Any parting words before we go, Derek?
If someone tells you your kid's cute, say you're welcome.
Dad talk, they really like to trash talk. Dad talk, they'll make you laugh your ass off. Dad talk, real tall dudes and they're both hilarious. Tom and Derek give you wisdom and advice. It's really nice, you probably listen twice. Real tall dudes and they're getting serious.